Okay, Chevra, so we are learning the dinim of Bishul Akum. We did Paas Akum, now doing Bishul Akum. I was unable to send the Mekoros this morning. It just like slipped my mind. But I want to do with you Se'if Gimel and Dalet and Hei. Se'if Gimel is something that we already encountered when we learned Kuf Yud Beis, right? The case of a Pnada, right? If you remember, so there was a discussion in Hilchos Pasachim about when you cook bread that has eggs in it, so then we are mekel. There was a machlokes mechaberamah about if you cook bread with eggs on top of it. But everyone holds that a panada is aser. What's a panada? So panada is that you, panada basically means that you have a calzone. Right, there's like fish inside and there's dough on the outside. So the halacha is that panada is usur mishum bishulei nachrim. Right, that's what it says here in Kuf Yud Gimel Seif Gimel. Panada that a goy baked, it's usur even if you're no a keter pashal akum. It's usur because the shuman became usur when it's be'en out bishul akum and it's absorbed in the pas. Kama. Right, so it became usur. The bread is usur because of the panada. We noted that the bread being usur because of panada is not 1,000,000% pashut. The shach paskin said bishul akum only usurs until rove. No, if you have rove keneged the bishul akum, it's going to be mutter. So not 1,000,000% pashut. Why it should be, I guess there's no rove according to the Shach, according to the Gra, that Bishul Akum asers until Shishim, so then it's more reasonable to assume that the dough also became aser. So that's the first case. You have a panada, it's cooked fish, the Rishonim say, and the fish goes into the bread, it's aser, gevaldik. Then it says, v'chein, Yerukos that are eaten raw, stuff that's eaten raw, we know is not subject to Bishul Akum. You cook the vegetables with meat, it's usher because the shuman shabasar is nivla b'hem. It's usher because the meat fat gets mixed into the meat fat gets mixed in, or the meat juice gets mixed into the yerukos. And here also, Reb Ki Beger makes the same point that we made before in terms of whether it's batal, b'roiv, b'shishim, etc. Now, if you remember the last time we learned, it was a long time ago. It was on Monday. So on Monday, when we learned, we spoke about the rules of Bittul by Bishul Akum, or more precisely, the rules of Ikar and Tofel by Bishul Akum. Right? Ikar and Tofel means that when you cook the item, and some of it is Bishul Akum, others it's not Bishul Akum. So Ikar tells we follow the Ikar. That's the halacha. And we had a discussion whether the din of Ikar and Tofel is the same as the halachas of Ikar and Tofel by Birchas HaNehenin, right? And if you remember, everyone brought a raya. We spent a long time on this. Everyone brought a raya from Tosfos, because Tosfos tells me that by beer, since the bracha is shahakol, you don't make a mezonos on beer. Since the bracha shahakol, hu hadin, there's no iser of bishul akum on beer. Right? That was what we saw there. And therefore, the Chokas Binyamin proved that you see that the rules of bishulei nachrim are, in terms of ikar and tafel, are modeled after the rules of brachos, the Ikar and Tofel about brachos, and the Ikar and Tofel of Bishul Akum, it's the same Hagadah of Ikar and Tofel. That's what it says in the Chalkas Binyamin. That's how you understood Seif Beis. Well, here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel says that you have meat, and the meat gives some flavor into the vegetables, so it's going to be usser. Right? It's usur because there's bishul akum on the meat. But one second. I'm cooking meat and vegetables. What's the ikar, gentlemen? The meat or the vegetables? So if you're yeshiva bachar, right, it's pretty obvious that the meat is the ikar. But the Pashtus in this case is that the meat is just giving a little bit of flavor. The shuman of basar gets into the vegetables. And really what it is you're eating vegetables. So if I'm eating vegetables, that means the vegetables is the ikar. So why would it be also special akum? I should follow the rule of ikar and tafel. Right? What bracha are you going to make? You have vegetables that have some meat sauce that's absorbed in it. What bracha you make? Bayrei pri adama, no? You don't make a shahako. So what's the pshat in this din? So this, I think, is a... it's a question. It's a question about how we deal with the rules of ikar and tafel. So the pashtus is that this case is a little different. You see, in this case, the case that we spoke about ikar and tafel is when you have a mixture of foods together and you cook them at once. So then the bishul is only going on the ikar. However, the pashtus in the pinada case, again, I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure. But I think you have to say something to the effect that in this pinada case, the meat is somehow getting cooked first, and then I have treif meat that is going to be giving its flavor into the yerukos. And therefore, since the treif meat is giving its flavor into the yerukos, treif in terms of the bishul akum, so that's going to be a problem. The Chokas Binyamin on page 73 is bothered by this kasha. Chokas Binyamin is bothered by the kasha, how come there's a din of bishul akum with the meat cooking in the with the vegetables that's cooked with the meat. So he writes that since it's nikar, so that's why there is an iser bishul akum. Even though I follow the ikar, but that's only when it's not going to be nikar. That's only when it's not recognizable. In this case, that it is recognizable, so then... In this case, that is recognizable, so then we don't follow ikar and tafel by brachos. Now that's already interesting, because by brachos itself, I follow ikar and tafel even when each is recognizable separately, no? You have Cheerios and milk for breakfast, you only make a mizonos. The Cheerios is nikar as being different than the milk. So how come you make only a mezainis? How come you say ikar and tafel? So apparently, by brachos is a rule of ikar and tafel she'eno mu'urav. But by bishul akum, the rule of ikar and tafel, that rule that I follow hilchos brachos, at least according to the Chokas Binyamin, that rule is only true on an ikar and tafel ha-me'urav, but if you have an ikar and tafel she'eno me'urav, then we will not follow the ikar, we won't follow the rules that appear in Hilchos Brachos. I'm not sure. Again, I think this kasha is a real kasha, but if you'd ask Schwartz, I would say maybe this is a riot, what I was saying way back when on Monday. If you remember, on Monday, I had great hesitation in applying Ikar and Tafel by Hilchos Brachos. Remember? The whole Rayos was from that Taisvis about beer. And we said beer, right? Beer is a different din. It's not a din in Ikar and Tafel. It's a din that there's a special halacha that a beverage is a shahakal. Right? That's what Rav Schechter quoted. And we had our whole discussion. Some of you didn't like what I was saying about what Rav Schechter was saying about the schnapps, right? But I don't know. I think that if we hold that there is no, that there is a paradigm of ikar and tafel by bishul akum, but it's not the same as hilchos brachos, So then I would say that you're right. In Hilchos Brachos, when I have vegetables that taste like meat, I'm going to make a ha'adamah. But for Bishul Akum, it is going to be aser, because for Bishul Akum, Ken Zayin, we focus on the meat, which is also an ikker part of the Bishul, despite the fact that you make a ha'adamah. Exactly what the Hagadara is requires further analysis, but I don't know. The kasha that he's asking is better than that. Rabbi Shlomovitz, please rescue me, because I have a kasha here. Yes.
Well, I would just maybe bring a raya from the culinary world that sometimes the thing that's giving the flavor really is very ikari, you know, like in some types of cooking, like in Chinese cooking, even though people think they're so vegetarian and they've got all this tofu and stuff, the truth is in traditional Chinese cuisine, they won't eat it if it doesn't have like a ground meat flavoring in it. Right, and that
Oh, that's
meat
interesting.
flavor is considered so ikari that really they won't touch tofu without meat in it.
I never heard that, but okay. Again, I really don't know. I really think that this kasha about how come the vegetables that taste like meat, how come there's a rule of Bishul Akum when you follow Iker and Tefel by Hilchos Brachos, I think that's a strong kasha. Unless you say that we don't follow Iker and Tefel by Hilchos Brachos. Aye, so then what's the Iker and Tefel by Bishul Akum modeled after? It requires analysis. I'm not 1,000,000% sure. Yoni, are you coming to rescue me or are you coming to ask a kasha on me?
I mean, I guess I sort of feel like that's one and the same thing in this case, but obviously we can't follow Ikkun and Tafel by Brachos entirely, because you know, even if we're going to say that, right, there's no heter, like if we're to assume, I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger even points it out here, like what the Chalkas Miyomim was assuming. However plush you think it is, that the case of the vegetables that like somehow the meat oil is like somehow be'en, even though like the Machaber says nivla, but like Akiva is like, no, like really means it's like I thought basically him and like the Gra basically are taking the 2 points that Rebbe had pointed out from Netosis and Chulin a while ago that we had looked at when we were first discussing the case of Panada about why exactly, even though it's not Be'en, it's Aser anyway, like either it was Aser beforehand or it's Be'en, any fine.
Right.
So, right, one of those two things. So, obviously we can't follow Hilchos Brachos if, like, you have, you know, an Iser Be'en, and like it's, you know, and, you know, we're only going to go so far, like, you know, Kavachomer from Demai, whatever it is, to say that
That's
if there's like a Taru this.
trying to say the Reb Kiva Eger that we don't follow Hilchos Brachos when it's Be'en, which would mean I only follow Hilchos Brachos when it's an Iker and Tafel that's Me'urav, not an Iker and Tafel She'enom Me'urav. Right? I think that's what Reb Kiva Eger is saying. I think that's what the Chalkas Binyamin is saying. Again, I'm not convinced that it's really Nikar. Like you pointed out, it says that's Nivla in the Basar. It's
I mean, the
Nivla
other thing
in
you could say is that it was also that the case is that it was already Mevushal.
was
It
also
was already.
beforehand. But then you see
I just looked up recipes for calzone, and the meat and vegetables are cooked before you put it in the dough.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In the calzone that's cooked before you put it in the dough?
I mean, if cheese, that doesn't have to be, but if you use meat and vegetables, so you should cook it well and drain it before putting the dough.
Oh, okay. I mean, so that would be the first case in Sif
Yeah.
Gimel. And you're saying that by the Yirakos and the Basar also, it was cooked
Yeah.
beforehand. So, Mamela, once it's cooked beforehand, you're mixing a dover that's treif into the vegetables. And
Yeah.
that's the pshat.
Yeah,
And
I'm
again,
not sure.
an
It could be
opinion.
that I'm not sure if the Gro was referring to that. Like, he doesn't speak it out. I'm not sure if that's what he meant. And he says, Shuman Be'en. But that
Right.
maybe, Afogav, it's not Shaykh, but it's because the second reason is Shaykh. Because it was also beforehand or something.
Maybe. But what Paul is pointing out is that that's the metzius of how you make calzone, and I guess that's the metzius of this case as well, with the bus on the Irakos. Okay, I want to talk about Se'if Dalet. Se'if Dalet is like one of the more exciting Se'ifim in Bishul Akum. By the Shvachos, right? So just the Mechaber tells me that there's Yesh Misha Matir by the Shvachos, and Yesh Misha Oser Afilu B'diyeved. By the way, when the what's the halacha for a Sfaradi? Right? Ashkenazim, there's a whole discussion. The Ramah says that it's going to be Mutter B'diyeved, like the Matirim, like the second opinion, and it's going to be Mutter L'chatzchil B'beis Oshay Yisrael, because it's not Shayach that the Jew won't stir it a teeny bit. But if you're a Sfaradi, what's the halacha? When there's a Yesh Misha Omer versus a Yesh versus Yesh Misha Oser. So the Pashtus in the Klolon of the Mechaber is that this is Pick'em, right? Like in the old football betting pools. That there's no absolute Klal, and in fact in the bottom of the Franco Shulchan Aruch, in the Erech Lechem, so he points out that in many Sephardi communities, the Minig is Lahakel. This is actually very important, because in many of the Svarim, they say that whatever kulas we have by workers, etc., that we'll be discussing as we go on, only apply to Ashkenazim, not to Sfaradim. But the Erech Lechem is saying that many Sfaradi communities are mekel entirely. Okay, so now this Yesh Mi Shematir by the Shvachos is a tshuva in the Ramban. The Ramban in the Tshuva, it's called the Beis Yosef, says that there's some more mekel by the Shvachos. The Friedman Shulchan Aruch points out that actually there's another Tshuva of the Ramban, which is Silser. This, it's note 9 in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. So there's a Steve in the Tshuva of Ramban, but there's a Yeshmi Shematir. What's the Svara to be mekel? So the Pashtus and the Svara to be mekel is that, you know, the Aseres Hadibro says, Lo sasacho malacha, ata bincha ubitecha, avdecha vamoscha, that the iser of doing malacha on Shabbos applies to an Eved as well. An Eved and a Shifcha have an iser of asiyas malacha on Shabbos. So the Ramban in the Yesh Misha Matir is saying, since there's an iser of asiyas malacha, that the Eved can't do malacha, that tells me that the Eved to some extent has miktas dine Yisrael on the Eved. Right? We know that an Eved has two different tevilos. There's a tevila rishona l'shem avdos, at which point the Eved becomes chayiv mitzvahs ki'isha. So therefore, says the Ramban, there's no din of chasnos. There's no iser of intermarriage with the shifcha. No? So the Shvachos, there's no iser of intermarriage. Wow. That's a collector's item of a Ramban. That Ramban would be against Targum Unklus, no? Targum Unklus on the Pasuk of Losia Kedesha says that you're not allowed to marry a Shivcha, no? This Ramban would be against that. Okay. Right? So that's one difficulty in the Ramban. It's also difficult in the Ramban, and I saw that Reb Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Parshas Devarim, right? Parshas Devarim, that's going to be this week's parasha, no? Shabbos Chazon. So Reb Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Parshas Devarim, the Pasuk Oichol Bakesav Tashbirini Vachalti, which the Gemara says is the Gemara has a Hav Amina, that's a source of Bishul Akum. Reb Asher Weiss writes that I don't understand this opinion of the Ramban. So what if you're chayiv in Shabbos? What's the kesher between Shabbos and intermarriage? Right? It's a special gezeiras hakosav. Like you have to, in that seres hadibros, you got to keep Shabbos. What's the kesher? Very difficult. It's a very difficult Ramban. And it's even more difficult. The Gra over here raises a kasha. The Gra says that, I love you, Ramban, you're awesome, but you're against the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin, in Avodah Zarah, has a shita of Rav, that Rav tells me that Tinok ben Yomo is Ose Yayin Nesach. That means that a little baby, a Tinok ben Yomo, right, can make Yayin Nesach, can pour wine, and it becomes Nesach. Tinok ben Yomo doesn't have Kavana, obviously. So that's the sugya that Nisuch below Kavana is also going to be Oser. Okay. Frek, the Gemara Kasha. The Kasha is if you are like Keach Avodim and the Bnei Hashfachos, the Yayin is Gedolim make Yayin Nesach, Ketanim don't make Yayin Nesach. That's the Kasha. So you see that without Kavona, right? It's not Yayin Nesach. That's the Kasha the Gemara asks. Rav, you say it's a problem, but we say that by Bnei Hashfachos, it's not a problem. So it comes along the Gra. And the Gra says, whoa, 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 let's go slowly. Yayin Nesach has two different dinim. Again, I'm elaborating on this Gra. There are two reasons why Yayin Nesach is Osir. It's Osir because of the chshash of Avodah Zarah Shabo. If that would be the Isser, those are the situations when Yayin Nesach is Usr Bahana'ah. But there's also an element of Yayin Nesach, which is the Gemara that we saw, that Gazra Yainam Mishum B'nai Sehem, that the Yayin Nesach is Usr Alts Chasnos, no? Frek the Gra, I don't understand. If the Ramban is right, that there is no Isser Chasnus on Bnei Hashvachos, that there's no Isser Chasnus with the Shifchos of Bnei Hashvachos, there's no Isser Chasnus, obviously. So how can the Gemara ask, right, we're not talking about the Isser of Yayin Nesach Mitzad Avodah Zarah over here, for sure not. Goy below Kavona, for sure there's going to be no Isser of Avodah Zarah. The only thing is, it's going to be an Isser of Chasnus. Right? Rav, the Amora, says it's a problem. Frek, the Gemara, you see from a Shifcha, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, you can't compare a regular guy to a Shifcha. Because a Shifcha, since there's a din that you have to keep Shabbos, so Memela, there's no Isser Chasnus according to the Ramban. So the Gemara says, my dear beloved Ramban, you're awesome, you're amazing. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Because you see from the Gemara on Nun Zayin that Bnei Hashfachos have. You see from the Gemara on Nun Zayin that Bnei Hashfachos have an Isser Chasnus. If there would be no Isser Chasnus, the Gemara could never ask a Kasha from the Shfachos to Rav's Din, which is talking about a plain guy. That's the Gros Raya. Pretty good. No, this Elijah Kramer guy knew how to learn, right? That's the Gros Raya. Oh. Now, the Chelkas Binyamin, however, has a different Mahalach in the Ramban. I'm not sure if the Lushan sounds that way. But the Chelkas Binyamin's Mahalach in the Ramban is Yodam Ki Yodenu, meaning, we asked the Kasha, Reb Asher Weiss had a Kasha, so what if the Shifcha is Mechuyeves to keep Shabbos, why should that tell me that there's no Din of Chasnos? Right? That's the Kasha. So the Teretz is that the Ramban is not saying that there's no Din of Chasnos. What the Ramban is saying is the fact that there is an Isser, the fact that the Goy has to keep Shabbos, the Shifcha has to keep Shabbos, that shows that their action is Ke'ilu, I'm doing it. If their action is Ke'ilu, that I'm doing it, so there's no Bishul Nachrim. Because when the Shifcha cooks, I'm cooking. Right? You can write down Schwartz's on the food. And it's Gevaldik. Aye, the Shifcha is cooking it? No. Yodam ki yodenu. The Shifcha's cooking is like we cook. If that's the Pshat in the Ramban, So the kasha of the gra is answered. Okay. Now, there is another approach to why there would be no chasnus by the shifcha. Again, it's not fully connected to the Hilchos Shabbos, but it's just that we wouldn't marry a shifcha. The Levush has such a lashon over here. The Levush says that the reason why you're not worried about chasnus and consequently, what's it called? And consequently, in this Bishul Akum, is because who's going to marry a shifcha? The problem is that we saw already that we make a loy plug, no? Even the Kumrim, who don't have children, and the Knesset HaGadolah said, even the Sarim, who you can't marry a star, it's not shayach for you, but still there's an Isser of Bishul Akum. So the argument that you won't marry a shifcha is very difficult. That levush is mamish difficult. Okay.
If there's a din of Bishul Akum on a shifcha, then she couldn't cook for you, she couldn't cook for herself, which is be also to eat the home food.
So the practice used to be, and still is, that the maids would have their own pots.
No, but that's because they weren't shifras. They were servants.
But I mean,
they were servants. But a shifra kadanas is as a deliver.
Okay. What you're saying is a point that both the Shach and the Taz make. Both the Shach and the Taz make the point that if you're going to say that the reason why there's no Bishul Akum in the Shifcha is because of the Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros, so that's talking about a Shifcha that you mamish own.
Right.
The Shfachos Shalonu we don't own. They happen to work for us, no?
Okay. But the Gemara is talking about a Shifcha. The Gemara is talking about a Shifcha that was a... Went to Mikvah as a Mekabel Mitzvahs.
They went to the mikvah, they have some Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the chayavos and mitzvahs like Noshim. Nonetheless, right, you're not allowed to marry a shifcha.
No.
That line in the Ramban is mamash a collector's name. There's no chasnos. Very difficult, it seems to me. It's against Targum Onkelos.
Okay.
So one mahalach in the Ramban is what we said, that there is no Isser Chasnus. The other Mahalach is a little different. The other Mahalach is quoted again in the Shach. Remember, the Shach says that according to the first Mahalach, whatever kula you have by Yeshivcha, whatever kula Ramban said, doesn't apply to us. So the Shach then comes and he says, I have a kula that does apply to us. Maybe the pshat is that the din of Bishul Akum is because of Kiruv Hada'as. I feel a relationship with you. You're doing me a favor. If someone works for me and they cook, they're not doing me a favor. That's their job. They are contractually obligated to cook. When you do your job, you're not doing a favor. So that's the pshat. Right? The pshat in the Yesh Mishamatir is that this is their job. Now, of course, if you can say this is their job, so the Chalukas Binyan makes this point, I think it's reasonable, it has to be that this is mamish their job. Sometimes you have someone, I don't know if you remember the Amelia Bedelia stories, but Amelia Bedelia had she tries, she made her lemon meringue pie. I think that's the maskun of the story. And that was not part of her job, and that's why they kept her on, even though she mamish got everything wrong, because she is too literal. But if someone does something that's not contractually required to them, so that's more of a reason why it should be Asa Mishum Bishalakam. No? If they have a certain amount of jobs, and then they go out of the call of duty and they do more, I think Adrab, that shows maybe even more Kiruv Hada'as, precisely because you have more of a relationship with them than anyone else. If my neighbor cooks food for me, so my neighbor doesn't live in my house, there's less of a concern for chasnus. The Ritva already raised this. One could argue that by yeshivcha, there's more of a concern for chasnus because she lives in your basement. No? You interact with her all the time. Narvas, you have a kula that she's working for you. But if what she does is above and beyond of the call of duty, so then it should be also. So we have another mahalach. Mahalach number two would apply to Shvachos Shalanu, that this is their job. If the pshat is that this is their job, so obviously the whole gra, the kasha, never began. The kasha, the gra, is premised on the understanding of the Ramban that there's no iser chasnus. Oh. Frek the Chokas Binyamin Akasha. You know, the Chokas Binyamin's first sefer was on Bishal Akum. The second sefer that he wrote was on Hilchas Chiris Poalim. Actually, no, there's a sefer in between about like Lashon Hara, whatever. But he also wrote a halacha sefer on Chiris Poalim. So the halacha about Chiris Poalim is that Poal Yachol Achzer Ba'afil V'Chetzi Ayom. That a worker can say, I'm not working for you anymore. I'm out of here, right? I'm out of here. So here's the kasha. What kula is there because they work for you? They could always stop working at any moment. And if they could stop working at any moment, so they're really not mechuyavos to do what you ask them to do. Now, Reb Asher Weiss says, one second.
That's even by a non-Jewish worker. Isn't that because of Avadim La'avadim?
So that pasuk is because of Avadim La'avadim. Yes, that's a good ha'ara. The question is, what would be the din of a shifcha?
But here we're not talking about a bona fide shifcha who has dino.
Right, we're not talking about bona fide shifcha.
We're talking about
Poelis. We're talking about.
So what you're saying is that the kula of backing out only applies I'll read you his words in Sifkatim Lamed Hey. Let me see, maybe he's sensitive. Yesh la his topic im shaya chetze bepoel sat bepoel schir yom de kem de yachol lachser bo ko sha she yirtze bena balabais yachol lekofo lo shum dover efshad lo shaykh gabe svera hana. In other words, he's not asking from poel yachol lachser bo chetze yom, he's talking about a schir yom. If you you're a per diem worker, no, is that true though? If I work for a day, I'm not allowed to quit in the middle of the day, right? That's your tiny yoni. You have to finish the day, so it's really your job. His kasha is that since you could quit, so memela, the fact is you're cooking as your job, but your job isn't a chiyuv to me, so you're just like a palter. That's the way the Chokas Binyamin asks the kasha. I think you're saying very good. I don't know the halacha. The pashtus in the halacha would be that a schir yom of a guy, a poyel guy, right? So who says they could be chozer, bo? Who says they could be chozer?
I mean, Rav, in most modern employment, unless you're actually like a contractor and you've signed a contract that you're doing a particular job, you usually have an at-will contract, which means that you can quit and they can fire you at any particular time.
That's true, but the fact is, though, when I'm working, I'm mechuyev to work. I could quit at any... Reb Asher Weiss says it like this. He says, since when I'm working, I'm mechuyev to work, so the fact that I could quit doesn't matter. I mean, we have to figure out whether the technical halacha is that the halacha that a worker can quit, right, al pi choshen mishpat, does that apply to non-Jewish workers? That's an interesting question. But you're saying that lemaisa, the way employment contracts work today, every worker can back out. Okay, I hear that. Now, l'cha'ira, whatever kula I have, right, whether the kula is that the guy is meshubed to me, and therefore the guy has to keep Shabbos, the shivcha has to keep Shabbos, and therefore there's no din of chasnas. Or whether the kula is because of what's it called. Whether the kula is that they're working for me, l'cha'ira, whatever a guy does for the guy herself is going to be a problem. Now, Kolza in the day of Matirim. Yeah.
Sorry, well, why is that true according to, let's say, the Chalkas Binyamin type of Hezbir in the Ramban? Meaning, if you say Mishum Kiruv Das, if you say that, like, meaning it's not Yodov Kiyodeinu if he's doing it for himself, only if he's doing it for his...
I think Yodov... Yodaki Yodai, or whatever it is, only,
it's only so long as he's working for...
When I'm asking you to do it, or when you're doing it for me. But if you're also your own person. So if you make your own pot of macaroni, so it's going to be usser, because you're making it. I think that's a reasonable point. So that's the Yesh Misha Matir. There's an opinion of the Yesh Misha Oser. The Yesh Misha Oser can be one of two things, either low plug, right? A shifcha is usser, nothing to talk about, right? Don't give me this chasnas bit. Yeah, it's usser. Right plug. Alternatively, the Ritva would be a reason why it should be usser. The Ritva who says that there's more isser chasnas by a shifcha because of the frequency. When we get beneath the surface, though, there are two other kulas which the Ramo seems to mention. There's the kula based on the Ravid, whoever the Ravid was that we mentioned last time. There's a kula based on the Ravid that there's no din of Bishol Akum bebeisol shel Yisrael. Right? Tosfos quoted it. Tosfos said Rabbi Natan disagreed, but there's no din of Bishol Akum bebeisol shel Yisrael. Maybe that's a kula by the Shifcha. Another possible kula by the Shifcha is in the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen says that it's Eifshar Shelo Yechate Yisrael. The guy is cooking in the Jew's home. It's not Shayach that the Jew is going to not, the Jew will definitely come by and stoke the coals a teeny bit. Now, within the Ramah, you get the impression that Bidi Eved, you could be Makal when you have two kulas. You have one kula of a Shifcha, another kula of Beisor Shal Yisrael. So then Bidi Eved, the Ramo would be Makal. The Ramo is going to be Makal Lichat Chila when you have three kulas. It's a Shifcha in the sense of it works for us. It's Beisor Shal Yisrael. And the third kula is Eifshar Shelo Yechate. It's very common that elderly people, the way Reb Asher Weiss says it, is they have Filipinos who work in their home. I think that's the official term in Israel today. But it's very common that you have someone who takes care and the person does the cooking for you. So is there a din of Bishul Akum? Now, it used to be that we had these things called pilot lights. And if there's a pilot light, so Mimela, you could rely on Eish Me Eish, which we'll discuss later on. I remember, I've told many people, Esh Me'esh works. The newer stoves, obviously, that doesn't help. But you don't have a pilot light. Can you be Meko L'chatchila? So probably not. The Kol L'chatchila of Yefshar Shlo Yechate Yisrael definitely does not apply with like an elderly person. It's difficult. The reason why you have a home aide is it's difficult for the person to get around. The person, the Yefshar Shlo Yechate Yisrael certainly would not apply.
It sounds
Rabbi
like
Yamin Cohen, yes?
It sounds like Yefshar Shlo Yechate Yisrael, it sounds like that's enough. If you really believe Yefshar Shlo Yechate Yisrael, I don't see why you need any other kula.
Right, so the Achronim say in the Chokas Binyamin, he points out it's not really Yefshar. Yefshar just means it's mistaber, it's likely. It's likely that could happen. It's not really Yefshar, Nachon. But in the case that it's not going to happen at all, right? You have a 96-year-old woman, so sie sein gesund und stark, but she's not going to get out of bed and stoke the coals. The Chalkas Binyamin Tainus also, then our stoves, the din of Yefshar Shlo Yechate Yisrael, or it's Me'od Mistaber Sheyechate Yisrael, doesn't apply at all. That used to apply in their stoves, which are wood-burning stoves, and someone is inevitably going to come by and stoke the coal to keep the fire going. By us, you have a gas range. The fire is going to keep on going anyway. So there's no Yefshar Shlo Yechate Yisrael. And even Mistaber, it's not so Mistaber that someone is going to raise the fire. But you still have the kula b'di'evet, no? If someone is sechura, and it's b'beis osho Yisrael, so the Ramo is going to be meko b'di'evet, and when you're dealing with an elderly person or whatever, so the food is going to be perfectly fine, al kopanim b'di'evet. The question that comes up, and this is a question that I need to ask like a posek, is, so the food is kosher for the 96-year-old woman, 100%, right? Because it's a shasad chak for them. But what about me? What about the grandchild who comes over? Can I eat the food? If it's only kosher b'di eved, based on the fact that it's a shifra ha-sechura in Beis Osho Yisrael, so is that b'di eved, say, oh, it's a little bit strange that the same food is going to be for sure, okay, for you, I'm eating in your house. I want to eat with my grandmother. Right? It's a little, again, I would be inclined that that's also going to be okay. That's also called b'di'evet because you want to eat there. And it's b'di'evet not to be able to eat there. But that's something that I would need to discuss with someone out and to flesh out more. Now this din of Yefshar Shlo Yechate Yisrael, or it's Mistaber Shlo Yechate Yisrael, this is true only according to the Ramah, who holds that Chitoy below Kavana solves the problem of Bishul Akum. What's going to happen? Someone's going to come by and they'll stoke the coals, but their Kavana isn't to cook. So if their Kavana is just not, pardon me, their kavan isn't to cook, so then that's only chitoy below kavana, and chitoy below kavana only helps according to the Rama. It doesn't help according to the Mechaber. Okay, but anyway, you have a kula b'di eved at least for the Rama. If you combine the shifcha and the Beis Osho Yisrael, and you also have the Yesh Mishamat here in the Mechaber, and if the Erech Lechem is correct, and that was the Minig of Sfaradim, so then that's also going to be okay. So Bekitzer Hamasa, in cases with home aids, I could argue that even for a Sfaradi, it should be fine. Based on this Erech Lechem, etc., and the Ravid only makes it better. This brings us to factories. So if the factory is a Jewish-owned factory, so l'cha'ira, the food is going to be kosher b'di'evet. You have workers who are sechuros. They have a job. And it's Beisol Shel Yisrael in the sense of the Jew owns the factory. So it's fine. There's no Eifshar Shel Yichati Yisrael. There's like, these factories are massive. They're in the middle of America. There's no Jews going to come around and stoke the coals. But at least it's going to be kosher b'di'evet. Yesh Lachkar, if you're a Hashgacha agency, are you allowed to put an OU on something that's kosher b'di'evet? No? A kashra stamp means kosher, right? Empire Chicken, we believe it's kosher, right? It's kosher. So, can you put such a stamp on? So Rabbi Ganak was told not to. The Rav told him that if something is only kosher b'di'evet, you can't say it's kosher. Nonetheless, the OU gives hashgacha on factories that have goyim working because it is shvachos. Beisol Shel Yisrael, a Jewish-owned factory. If it's a Goyish-owned factory, you don't have the kula. A Jewish-owned factory with shvachos is going to be okay. And the OU is mitzdarif another kula. The other kula is something very similar to the Maharitatz. If you remember when we learned Pas Akum, we spoke about Pas Palter. Pas Palter is bakery bread, commercial bread. Pas Palter had more kulas than Pas Akum. Some places they make on Pas Palter, other places they're not. Pas Balabatim is much harder to be makel on, like we spoke about Machlekes Rambam and Re'ah. Does the kula of a palter apply to Bishul Akum? 99.8% of Jews assume there's no kula of palter by Bishul Akum. It only helps by Pas Akum. However, there's a truth of the Maharitatz. The Maharitatz was Maharitaita Chik, who was in the same door of the base Yosef. We're not exactly sure who was the third guy who got smicha. According to some, it was Maharitatz. So you just have a sense of who it was. The Ramak got smicha also, no? Moshe Cordovero got, again, we're talking about like the real smicha, whatever it is. Maritat says that there's a kul of palter even by Bishul Akum. It's rejected. However, Rabbi Ganak says that he spoke to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe said that you could be mekel on the Maritat in the situation where the food that is made in the factory cannot possibly be made in a Jewish home. There are certain foods that the way they look, ultimately, can only be done in factory machinery. In my kitchen, I cannot make anything that looks like, I don't know, you know, pick your food. I can't do it. It's not shayach. You need special equipment. So Rabbi Ganak says that the reason why the OU gives hashgacha on Jewish-owned factories with shvachos, with the workers, is because they have a third tziruf lahakel of this maritatz, but they are only mitzdarif the maritatz in a situation where the machinery cannot be, when you can't make this product in a regular home. In the Chalukas Binyamin, he says you can't even be mitzdarif of the maritatz as a suffix at all. It's entirely rejected. He doesn't even present this savara that there's a difference between something that can be made in a regular home and something that can't be made in a regular home, etc. So again, so the kula of many foods and factories, right? The OU sends a mashgiach to these factories once every 6 months, if you're lucky. No? The way that hashgacha basically works is the factory signs a contract that they're only allowed to use these ingredients. If they use any other ingredient, they will get a lawyer's note and they will be sued, right? So they'll lose their hashgacha. There's no Jew who's doing any work in many of these factories. To have Bishul Yisrael, again, some factories dafka have someone there to do Bishul Yisrael. That's a much more expensive thing. But many factories don't, and the only reason why the OU gives hashgacha on it, it will be kosher b'di'eved even without this far from Moshe. But the Reb Moshe is the third svara to be mekel to say that's kosher l'chatchila, which is why the OU's hashgacha on food that's made in factories. Good? So these are some of the dinim in Se'if. Let me get my Shulchan Aruch again. In Se'if Dalet. Does the Olam have 3 minutes for Se'if Hey? Okay, good. Let's go on. So a few years ago, we had the following shayla. There was a blackout, a power outage on Friday night. And then the power plant eventually gets the electricity to start again. Is the food Bishul Akum? Let's say I had my chalent. And my chalent, right, I had the chalent on the blech, so even though it was not Maichu Ben Jerusai, it's okay, according to 90% of poskim. And the power plant then turns it on. Bishul Akum. No, there's no Jew working in the power plant. Is that mutter? So it's mutter. It's mutter. I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches has a case of a guy who starts a fire in the swamp. And there are some grasshoppers in the swamp. So the grasshoppers, which are cooked by the guy, are not Bishul Akum because it's Bishul Akum below Kavona. Bishul Akum below Kavona is mutter. Adkan beferish in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another case. The Gemara's case is, let's say there is a gourd that is hidden inside the oven. And the guy throws a stick into the oven. Now, a moist stick dries out when you throw it in an oven. And in the process of drying out, some of the water in that stick gets cooked out. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara says, Daf Ayin Dalet, Hai man deshad esichta la'atuna, you're chayiv for Bishul on Shabbos. Because it gets soft at the beginning and the water comes out, and therefore you're chayiv for Bishul on Shabbos. However, by Bishul Akum, the din is that we say that when you throw the stick into the fire, that's Bishul Shaloi B'Kavana. Your Kavana is L'Shrirei Mana. Your Kavana is to harden the stick, not to cook the water out. So it's mutter. The Jew had the gourd hidden in the oven. The guy throws the stick in. That's Bishul Shaloi B'Kavana, because the guy's Kavana is to harden the stick. L'Shrirei Mana Kamachavan. Frek Tosfis. The Gemara in Shabbos is so ser the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Shabbos says, I would have thought, Mahu detema. I would have thought, L'shrurei monaka mechaven, kamash malon, it's mere peruf of a hadakamit. Right? Kamash malon, that first it softens, then it hardens. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. So shrurei mana, hardening, is a havamina in Shabbos. But hardening is a maskana in Meseches Avodah Zarah. So the Balei HaTosfos are bothered by this kasha. That Gemara is the basis of Se'if Hei. Se'if Hei basically says that if a goy has no kavana for cooking, it's not a din of Bishul Akum. That's like my power outage, Shaila. But the Balei HaTosfos have a stira between the Gemara in Shabbos and Gemara in Avodah Zarah. There are 3 answers I'd like to give to this stira very quickly. Maybe only 2, depends on my mood. Okay, so one answer is like this. It could be that there are two kavanas. Whenever you throw a stick into the fire, you have a dual kavana. One kavana is to harden the stick. The other kavana is to get the water out of the stick. In Hilchos Shabbos, we're not sure which one is the ikar kavana. Hilchos Shabbos is a d'oraisa, a machmir. By Bishul Akum, it's a drabanan amekel. That could be the pshat. That's one approach. A more lumdisher way of saying what might be exactly the same thing is like this. Your real kavan is to harden the stick. The only thing is that in order to harden the stick, it's inevitable that some liquid will come out. That's called a psik resha. It could be that psik resha is usur in Hilchos Shabbos, but psik resha is going to be mutter by Bishul Akum. Why would that be? Why would psik resha be mutter by Bishul Akum? So the pshat might be because many Rishonim hold that if you look in the Magen Avraham and Simin Shin Yudal and Seif Katan Hay, he points out this is a machlokas, a big machlokas, Trumas Hadeshen and the rest of Judaism. But many Rishonim hold Taisvis and Psachim Chaf Hay that there's no Isser Psik Resha on Isurim Dirabanon. Maybe Psik Resha only answers Dinim Dairaisa. Why this is true is advanced Talmud. It's not for today. But it could be that that's the pshat, that there's no din of Bishul Akum, there's no din of psik resha by Bishul Akum, because Bishul Akum's a drabonim. But we could say a little more lomdish. If the whole din of Bishul Akum is out chasnus, so chasnus means I'm going out of my way, I'm preparing food for you, I want to establish a relationship and maybe I'll marry your daughter. There's no din of chasnus out of psik resha. Psik resha is something that's happening, right, inevitably, but it's not what you really intend to do. So that can't be, there's no din of psik resha by Bishul Akum because Bishul Akum is out the chasnus.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Sorry, Lechora, that can't answer, meaning, but if the goy was trying to cook, but he didn't know your food was there, it's still us, sir.
If the guy is trying to cook, it's usher because then that's kavan of the guy.
Right, but meaning Rebbe Svara should say even that's mutter because there'd be no chasnus in that case. Meaning,
I'm not sure. If the guy knows that, you're talking about the case that the guy knows that I have meat in the oven and the guy fires the oven up. So over
the
there,
guy doesn't know that you have, the guy doesn't know that you have anything in the oven, right? Let's case, he's not putting a peg in the oven. He's putting his steak in the oven. And he wants to cook his steak. He just doesn't know that your glass is there. The implication is that that case is usser.
That case
because,
is awesome.
Because even though it's a quote unquote psik ratio of cooking your food, there should be no chasnos. He's not trying to establish a relationship with you.
Again, my understanding is that in the Gemara, the case is kavar ba Yisrael. Right, that case is that the meat is buried, the gourd, the Jew's food is buried in it. If the food would be out in the open, so then the goy has kavana levashel, and it's going to be usher because the goy's kavana levashel is also going on my food. That's how I understand the end of the sif. The kavana levashel of the goy is also going on my food. You're saying Hare lo yodabo means Hitaka didn't know that the basar is there at all. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that, again, this svara that I said, that there's no psik resha by Bishul Akum, is beferish in the Ran. The Ran over here in Avodah Zarah has that nusach.
But meaning, there are two different, meaning, a psik resha of the goy's maisit, meaning, if the goy by psik resha cooks your food, that might be usur, but he was doing bishul b'chavona, a real maisit bishul. If his original maisit bishul in the first place was only psik resha, meaning, so that's what we're saying.
Oh, okay, right. So that's right. In other words, when the Maisa Bishul itself is only a Psikresha, so then there's no Kavana for Maisa Bishul, so then there's zero Kirif Hadas.
Right.
But in a case where when the guy is intending to do a Maisa Bishul, so in that situation, that's going to be, right, I hear.
Is the Ron's limitation on the Psikresha, is that limited to Bishul Akum or is it in general Drabanans?
So, again, the Egle Tal wants to say that the Ran lines up with those who've shown him that all Drabanans are not subject to the Isser of to the Dinim of Psikresha. If you play the name game, I don't think this works. I don't think it works within the Rush. It could be it works within the Ran. The Egle Tal takes it that way, but I'm suggesting the Svara that it's a din that is limited to Bishul Akum, that he's not saying it by all Drabonans.
Okay, in that case, the Chasnus issue that Yoni raised makes sense. Yeah.
Elaborate.
The din here is different. You have to worry about the rationale of Bishul Akum, which you don't have to do if you're talking about a general klal of Rabbanan.
Correct. I think that's correct. But then, I mean, Yoni's objection from the end of the Se'if is a case that the guy knows he's cooking, and the guy is doing real cooking, as opposed to a case where the guy does not know he's cooking at all, or if the guy knows he's cooking, it's not the guy's intent to cook. So in those situations, we say that there's no Kirav Hadas. There is Kirav Hadas when the guy intends to cook, even if what the guy cooks is not his kavana, even if the food for the Jew is not the kavana of the guy's cooking. Right? Is that
meaning that seems to be what comes out. I guess I find it hard to phrase that as a Kirav Hadas vort, because it sounds like from the halacha at the end of this, if that even something which seemingly doesn't produce Kirav Hadas does ask the food. I would have thought that we're Ki'ilu here, ignoring the Tam Hagzera and saying that Chazal asked cooking. So even if you found a particular scenario that was cooking without Kirav Hadas, it might still be Asr. So that, like, that the chiluk would be a Maisa Bishul. Like, is the guy cooking or is he not cooking?
No, he's not cooking. I understand your chiluk. The din at the end of the sif is still hard. I'm not denying it. I just want to draw your attention to a third possibility. So far, we have two possibilities. One possibility is that there's a dual kavana in Shabbos or Machmir by Bishul Akum or Mekel. The next possibility is that this idea is really a more fundamental notion of Psikresha, which a Machmir on by Shabbos and a Mekel by Bishuli Nochrim. The third mahalach is Rashi. Rashi writes that Ein Bishul B'Kelim. Rashi writes that L'Shvirei Manikam Machaven, there's no Bishul in Kelim. Now that's already interesting. It could be that Rashi doesn't say the other Svaras. The svara of we only focus on your ikar kavana, or the svara of psikresha, because those svaras are more mistaber, at least to me, if I work within chasnas. But if I'm working within shema yachilenu davar tameh, so then that concern is more the concern of shema yachilenu davar tameh, so then it shouldn't matter that it's a psikresha. What's the svara to be more makel on it? If it's shem yachlun and davar tamei. And this dual kavana also, that svara won't really help if I'm worried of shem yachlun and davar tamei. Of course, we had a discussion within Rashi, what does shem yachlun and davar tamei mean? Does it mean a gezeira? That bervos hazman he might be macho davar tamei, or is it that this food right now perhaps is a davar tamei? If it's in that question is really, to use Rav Shechter language, the difference between an Isser Darabonan and a Gezeira Darabonan. again, time is over. So maybe Amir Tzah Hashem on Monday we'll pick up from here, because it'll take me more than 5 minutes to say what I plan on saying. Okay, Chevra, everyone should have a good Shabbos. Thank you for coming to listen. And Amir Tzah Hashem, I hope not to miss any other Shirim the rest of the summer. Okay, Kol Tov.
Thank you very much, Shabbos.
Thank you.
Shabbos, thank you.